also want to thank Jeff and Whitney for the opportunity to share with you our baby. I want to acknowledge also John Jackman. Unfortunately, I did not send that name, but I should have, so I kind of felt bad and actually sent an email to John apologizing because this is really, you know, his just as much as his Mike and I. And you see here one of our field trips, one of the participants in this program. In Texas, we have a Master Gardener Specialist program, not only in entomology, but in other subjects, including propagation. There's a fire ant that's been a fire ant and other subjects as well. And the idea of the specialist program is to provide advanced training for the master gardeners in key areas to support programs and to expand programs, kind of a multiplier effect. The specialist entomology program is a week long, as we mentioned in the title, hands-on, intensive training program. The specialists are charged to increase awareness of pests, but also beneficials and alternatives to pesticides, to provide training tools, facilitate community and neighborhood IPM programs in Texas. In addition to the actual training they receive, we supply them with a lot of resources, and I think that's very important. Somebody else mentioned that. Entomology publications, a CD set, a book, Jackman and Bardry's book, and a kit to collect, to have their own collections. And I think they just love to have all those tools on hand. A picture of the groups that have been trained with the number of participants per year. It's about 84 people that have participated in the program. This summer, that last year, actually, Kim Engler and Wissy Brown, Kim is here, actually led the program. So we're taking some of that credit, but it's actually Kim's that guided the program in 2007. Some of the topics that have included throughout the week, they get bombarded with a lot of information in the classroom. But as you will see, that is balanced with a lot of field activity, and I think that's very important. So I guess we're also guilty of hammering the form and function. We go through the orders. We have a hands-on pinning session. Lots of the pest management in different settings. We go through all the key important settings. But we also, you know, go into butterfly gardening, for example. A little bit on research methods for those that are interested in doing programs for the counties and kind of assessing just how to go about trying to answer a question. Dealing with delusory parasitosis, that's another issue, especially in big cities. And Mike does a great job in insect photography, and we think it's very important because sometimes what we get to diagnose is a picture of an insect. So if they know how to take a good picture or tell somebody how to take a good picture, that makes a lot of difference. Doing a night collecting trip, and some of them just love it, and we have a hard time ending the session about 10 or 11 p.m. Some others, you know, are not as much interested. But we take lights out, and you see John here and Pat Morrison, our previous associate department head for Extension. They're teaching, and they just think it's great, you know. And when they see the entomologists covered with insect, you know, say some of them are kind of overwhelmed, but some of them are, you know, they're not biting you. So this is kind of a learning experience by itself. So again, I mentioned that the classroom is balanced with the field trips this year. It's a great idea, and we went to the Dallas Zoo. Kim made the connection there. I don't know if it was Mike or Kim, but it was a great idea. Here's some pictures kind of behind the scenes of the insect zoo section in Dallas. And also in other years, we've taken them to the actual insect collection in our museum. But you see here some of the areas that we've visited, because one of the mornings we take them out to the field, and they all, you know, collect insects, and then we go back to the lab or to a classroom to pin them and to again the museum is here. and some of the gardens in the campus. So a lot of balance between the classroom teaching and the field portion, which I think is very successful in balancing. So they're not all always in a classroom. Before the one of the field collecting trips, John does a great job in explaining the different methods to collect insects, the different types of nets. It's very a captive audience. I mean, they just love this. You know, these is folks that voluntarily have paid a fair amount, you know, a fair number of dollars there to participate in the program because of the resources they get. Also, but they just love to kind of get into our world a little bit. We do what we have done in the past, a test at the beginning, before the program start, multiple choice type to find out how much they know about some of the issues that we teach in the classroom and in the field. And then we do the same, we've done the same test at the end to compare kind of the grades. And this is in one of the years we did, you know, and you see here about 30% improvement in overall on average grades. After doing this, and this is a significant increase, by the way, with a T-test. You see here in the second year we did this, it was a little lower improvement, a lot of range there, and we really found out after doing it a couple of years that actually, when they take the test, they don't really know what they don't know. So we've kind of changed kind of the strategy in evaluating that, and Mike will continue on and tell you more about it.
A tool that we learned from one of our evaluation specialists at Texas Cooperative Extension was what we call the pre-post evaluation. And the disadvantage of giving the test, as Carlos just showed you before, is you give a big test before the class and everybody's intimidated, and then you give the same big test at the end of the class when they're ready to get out of there and they don't want to sit and take tests. So the pre-post is kind of nice because you give it once, you give it at the end of the class, but you ask them to assess not only what they've learned now, but also what they knew before the class. So they're doing a self-assessment for what they knew. And we did this in 2007, and we got some encouraging results. The first question, I know where to go for information about exotic and emerging pests. We had a 87% improvement in knowledge there. I can explain the importance and limitations of natural enemies of fire ants. That was a topic that Kim had done. A 99% improvement in knowledge there. Can prepare insect specimens in an appropriate way for exhibit and study. Had 100% improvement, over 100% improvement, and can demonstrate basic insect collection methods to others. So we basically picked out some of the objectives and asked them to assess their before and after knowledge on these things. This last one was recommend solutions for pests on pecans and peaches and nuts. And again, you can see now we're talking about nearly 100% improvement in knowledge before and after. This was our 2007 evaluation, just overall satisfaction with the training. You can see we got very high scores. I don't know what happened to the 3.6%, but we're going to work on those guys next time. Some of the things that we're excited to share with you, what's come out of this training. I mean, it's one thing to say we trained 84 master gardener specialists, but the harder thing to find out is what impact are we making in the state of Texas as a result of this training. And this is kind of a little summary of some of the things that have come out. I'm going to go through these in a little more detail. One of the really cool things, I was thinking back to the first presentation here, what do master gardeners want? The way you find out what master gardeners want is you give them the tools to develop their own resources. And then you see training tools from their perspective. And this is a set of training pocket field guide cards. You can see the little punch hole up in the corner. It's designed to be held on a ring. And these were totally designed by master gardeners that had been through our training. We didn't have anything to do with the photography or anything in this. They took their own pictures. They designed their own cards. Each card contains pictures of all life stages of lady beetle in this case. The back includes descriptions of the adults, immatures, life cycles, and diet. And so these are some examples of things that, this group from Galveston County has done. You see a card on lacewings, one on milkweed bugs. And you'll notice one of the things that they thought was important was they put the actual size of the insects on the card so that it was something they could relate to visually. Entomologists put these little bars at the bottom of pictures, and somehow you're supposed to picture the insect at that size. Well, they didn't like that idea. They put their actual pictures there, which facilitates learning from their perspective. And this just shows you some of the information that's on the backs of these cards. This is not lightweight stuff. These guys have done a lot of research to learn about these insects, and we did not write this information. Now, Carlos acted as a subject matter editor, so that after they had written it, we would assure that it was accurate. But this came totally from master gardeners that had been through this class. This is also Galveston County. This is Donya Camp. She was one of our trainees, and they developed, after the course, they developed an insect collection. Currently contains more than 500 species of insects in their box. So the county invested in Cornell drawers and cabinets, and have created quite an impressive collection there that they use for reference. And this county was just outstanding in the things that they had done. They actually created their own website. It ties in with their, you can see the, let's see if I can get this mouse, this is the seal, Master Gardener seal for Texas, and this was their normal website for Galveston County, but they created this extra page, Beneficials in the Garden, and you can see some of the topics that they have on this website. And again, all self-generated for master gardeners. They had some very talented people, talented photographers, and good writers in this county, and they just did an outstanding job. And one of the things we always talk about master gardeners is they multiply the impact of extension professionals, and I cannot think of a better example than the sorts of things that these folks have come up with. And you can see once you click on a particular insect, there's detailed information. This is facts about the twice-stabbed lady beetle, again, that they've assembled from outside resources and spent a lot of time putting together. Another interesting thing that we found after this last summer's class, we had a first county record that was reported by one of our graduates, and this was Dale Clark wrote this email to us and said, talking about Joanne Fellows, who had made a actually gone out and took a sample of a butterfly that had never been found in Dallas County before and sent it in. She prepared it, sent it in, recognized it was something unusual, sent it in to the expert that she had met through the class, and he confirmed it as a new county record. So that was we're kind of proud of her for that, too. Just to summarize, the specialist program that we've been doing, the week-long specialist program, addresses the need and demand for advanced volunteer training. We always, after classes, say, wow, we wish we could learn more about insects after our 3, 4, or 6 hour entomology training class. And so this class was partly a result of that demand. We think the key to the program's success is a combination of classroom, field, and hands-on training. And one thing I'd add to that, Carlos put these points together. I think another really important key to the success is they see more than one person. You know, when you go out and do a three-hour training, it's one head talking to them for 3 hours. But in this case, we have a great collection of experts that come in, and we mix the training up. They're seeing different faces. We try to bring outside experts in when possible. Dale Clark was in Dallas County is a local butterfly expert. We brought him in to talk about butterflies and butterfly gardening. Just does an excellent job, and we go out to the zoo and get to hear from the zoo specialists. So the variety of experts really impresses class members. Participants significantly increase their knowledge and skills on multiple subjects, and we think that it succeeds in empowering the people that go through the program to do some of the things that they kind of think that maybe they could, but they never knew that they could until they got the knowledge. So we're really excited about this. I think one of the things that makes our Master Gardener Specialist Entomology Specialist program unique is that it has been going on now for 4 years. So it's not a one-time thing that we just did once and kind of want to brag about and go on. But it's something that we're committed to doing over the long term. And one of the things that we just started last summer was moving the program around. The first three times it had been in College Station at the main campus. And Texas is a big state, so that kind of limits the number of people that can come to the program. If you live in El Paso, that's like driving to Chicago from Dallas. It's a long ways away. And so we're in the process now of each year moving to a new site. Kim was the host in Dallas this year. Wizzy Brown's going to be the host next year in Austin. We're going to move it to Houston and San Antonio and years after that. So it will be moving around, and so our program's going to change every year depending on local resources. Every site has their own special qualities and characteristics and opportunities for training. So I think that's all we have. I'm surprised we didn't run out of time.
Any questions? There are about 2 minutes left for questions.
Cliff.
How much do you charge for that?
Do you remember, Carlos? It's like between $200 and $300, isn't it?
Yeah, and that also became somewhat.
It was $300.
$300 this past summer. And the interesting thing is these people are paying between $500 and $1,000 to come to this class when you consider hotel expenses and food and everything. We do feed them during the day, but they still have to pick up the bill at night, and it's not a cheap thing for them to come to.
And how are participants selected? I mean, do they just decide to be able to come, or does the
They pretty much, we advertise it through the statewide Master Gardener website, and they send out emails. Our Master Gardener coordinator sends out emails, and so far we haven't had to cut people off. We pretty much accept everybody, I think, Emily, Carlos.
Well, so a couple of years ago, there was more interest than we could fit because there was a lab, and we could only fit 25 people in that lab.
Okay.
But as it moves around, we might, I think it was like 30 plus this year.
Clyde? That's separate. I don't remember how many people from Galveston County have actually been through it. That Galveston County is our star county as far as producing things. There are other things. People have created butterfly gardens, and they're going out and doing school talks and developing programs that we didn't mention today. But
Fort Bend also.
And pardon? Fort Bend and Galveston counties. But those are after the fact. We just kind of sent them out saying, okay, now you're a master you're the entomology specialist. We want you to do some great things. We want to hear back from you. We actually think that we need to be a little more formalized in that follow-up, and we're working on year later follow-up surveys to see what has done. We've not really done a good job at that so far.
Do we have considered a statewide
There is a statewide Master Gardener year annual conference, and they have done entomology stuff in the past, but I don't think it's usually a big focus of their Master Gardeners program. We think that maybe because of this program, we may get asked more often to be part of that. Okay, thank you, Jeff.
That's all I have for questions, but thank you, Carlos and Mike. Very nice job.